Hello, this is Tech Off for Tuesday with Vito Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Last week, ride-hailing company Uber announced that it was launching a new mobile digital wallet for its drivers. Although this development may not immediately grab the attention of everyone, the news is perhaps potentially more significant than it might seem at first glance. Uber has essentially created a free digital bank account aimed at the gig economy. TikTok executives declined a request to appear at the congressional hearing scheduled for today, according to a source for the Washington Post. Senator Josh Hawley has organized the hearing, which is set to discuss privacy and security concerns related to China. Russia implements a new law that may allow it to remove its networks from the rest of the internet. Referred to as a sovereign law, the legislation is described as a measure to protect the country's infrastructure in the event of a cyber attack. Critics pose it as an attempt to block information that is critical of the Russian government. Microsoft is bringing Cortana to its Outlook for iOS and Android apps. It's something that we've been expecting for almost 2 years, and it is arriving initially on iOS and Android to follow in spring 2020. A new Play My Emails feature will allow Cortana to read out emails and even calendar invites when you're driving to work, cooking, or commuting. Toyota and Weather News announced a partnership to improve weather forecast accuracy and driver safety using data from Toyota's connected vehicles. The partnership will focus on windshield wiper operations, which will allow a visual map that shows areas with vehicles using their wipers. This map can be compared with the forecast from Weather News. The radar used to detect and predict rainy areas is enabled to spot rain from clouds in lower layer over the troposphere, which is where the wiper data will help. This was your shot of Tech Coffee, find us at ondismedia.com.